Welcome to Hollywood Deli. I'm your host, Blue. So listen, you're not going to believe it. I'm into the Sister Wives rabbit hole, and I'm into the Teen Mom rabbit hole. So let's talk about Teen Mom. So if you don't remember Teen Mom, the originals were Macy, Tyler and Caitlin, Ryan, which was Macy's baby daddy, and Farrah and Amber Portwood. So let's talk about Ryan and Macy. So Ryan and Macy were a cute couple, I thought. But Ryan, we thought it was just drinking. No, he was getting into the drugs. He was getting high. He got into the heroin. And he has aged terribly. I mean, it sucked all the youth out of him. He was gray before he was 30. It was crazy. So Ryan thought he was too good to be with Macy. And Macy finally ended things with him and moved on. And she married and had 3 more kids since then. Ryan had no choice but to move on because nobody was checking for his druggy ass. And he married this bitch named Mackenzie. And they call her Mac. Mackenzie is the worst thing that you want your son to end up with for a multitude of reasons. She only got with Ryan in the depths of his addiction because he was on TV. She wanted to be on TV. And so they were on TV for a while, and what happened was they got kicked off of TV. Ryan's family and Ryan and his father and his mother, all of them got kicked off the show because I believe there was like tension at a reunion. And Macy's husband and Ryan's father almost got into a physical altercation, which was initiated by Ryan's father. And we see why Ryan has all the issues he has because of the mother and the father he has. But Macy called the shots and said she doesn't want him on the show anymore. So she cut their checks. So Mackenzie's now stuck with the junkie. And what did she do as soon as she got kicked off of that show? She cheated on Ryan. And mind you, Ryan, when they got married, was so fucking high and driving them to their wherever the destination it was, the courthouse to get married. He was closing his eyes while he was driving. And Mackenzie, seeing all this, was determined to get that man down the aisle. She did, because she understood that there was potential of income there with Ryan. And she didn't want to work. She did not want to work anymore. So anyway, let's talk more about this. So they are now, they're still together. Her and Ryan are still together. And how did I get the information about Ryan and she? Because I don't follow T-Mon. Of course, Grace Report off of YouTube. Follow her. She's phenomenal. And so they get into it, honey. So first, he posts a passive-aggressive post. He says, trusted you, but now your words mean nothing to me because your actions spoke the truth. My, this man got caught on Tinder while they were married. He's been cheating.
A lie. In fact, it was actually July 3rd to be exact. So like, just take a look at some of the video clips that I had posted earlier. And before I actually show you the video clips, let me just make sure that you know this for a fact. My video that I had posted about Ryan cheating on Mackenzie the first time around was actually pulled from YouTube, specifically because of quote unquote privacy complaints that, you know, who would have filed but Ryan and or Mackenzie, right? Because this girl had reached out to me about covering the story. We'd talked for about a week or something like that before. Actually, it was like 2 weeks before I ran with the story. So this happened like before even July. This was probably happening in May, her relationship with him. I'm feeling really messy and ready to share the clips that were taken down. So take a quick look at what happened when I first reported about Ryan cheating on Mackenzie. So the first one was him sending her a selfie of himself, followed by a request from him to FaceTime.
So my outfit changes because I had pulled the first video that was already deleted from YouTube. Now, do you see his face in the right frame there, that is very clearly a selfie from Ryan Christopher Edwards. Sidebar, look how bad I was at concealing numbers. I'm seeing a 1, a 4, a 2, a 3, 7, 7, something, and then the rest I can't see. But girl, what is this? I was so bad.
I'm her. Another image and the very last text message. If you're watching this with a child in the room, make sure you get them out or put earmarks on them, because Ryan Edwards allegedly was sexting this girl. And what he had to say was a little bit too graphic for my family channel. So
he says, you ready to FaceTime?
And why don't you just go ahead and read it? And you'll notice that, like, I
don't mind that fact. I need to shave, but that's what happens when you go forever not getting any. When I blank you, all that what will go in where? Oh, Lord, Ryan.
Kind of had to color in the image red. And that's because he's...
And so there you go, you guys. On the right is choking the snake.
Sent her a video of what seems to be him choking some kind of a snake. So according to my source, Ryan messaged who she is, where she lives, and they actually live pretty close together. She is in upstate South Carolina, and he was nice to her and asked to come see her. He even drove to South Carolina, and she actually...
So there you guys go. Like the...
So as you can see, this man has been cheating, and it was worse than I thought. He not only was sexting this woman, he sent her a video of himself jerking his dick. He also said that he wanted to put nut on her. That's what she was reading. Like, he's nasty. Ain't nothing new. I think he even sent dick pics, if I'm not mistaken. Not 100%. Oh, yeah. And he, Grace Reporter, she actually was sent a phone number that he sent someone on Tinder. And she called it and he answered the fucking phone and she got it on tape. And so check her out. Anyway. So Mackenzie is always being fake and she's always calculated. So Mother's Day rolls around and she says, Mother's Day present was a huge success. We sang all night long. And then she tags, I guess, some people or whatever. And here goes Ryan, her husband. Take wife down off this. I'm not proud of being married to someone that stays out in bars and goes home with other guys. Tomorrow can't get here fast enough. Done, you know what happens when you lay down with dogs. I'm reading exactly how he wrote it. Wait, look at who I'm talking to. And then I'm blaming it on my addiction. Yeah, divorce is the right thing. Now, this sounds old, but it's new to us, so who gives a shit? Do y'all believe Mackenzie was cheating on Ryan? I don't. But who knows? Who knows? Because she's probably like the gravy train than sailed. So what the fuck am I sitting here broke with you anymore? Because he ain't got the money from the show no more. So, you know, I wonder if they're going to get divorced. Because I did search their Instagram pages and I didn't see any of this. So who knows if it's true. But these are screenshots from these people's pages. They could have just deleted it. Anyway, make sure you like, subscribe. Make sure you leave 5-star rating. And y'all have a good night.
Bet they won't. Do something.